Hi, my little chickadees, and croutons, and marshmallows, and whatever else we're all calling each other these days. I am super excited. I'm kind of nervous and afraid, and I'm taking a huge risk. I'm taking a huge leap forward, but I am excited to say that word again and again and again to bring you my very first workshop. Yes, that's right. Drumroll, please. It's going to be on Wednesday, April 30th, 2014. And if any one of you, I can't speak English when I'm this excited. If any of you know where the Women's Building is in the Mission District of San Francisco, with that big, fat, beautiful mural on the side of the wall, that is where I will be. That's where I will be talking about how you can embrace risk in your life and get outside your comfort zone for your own good and let go of some of the fears that you might have around risks. Or if you can't let go of them, that's okay. Maybe we'll just reframe them and let your fears, you know, not be your decision makers and let you make decisions from a place of joy and calm and excitedness, and like me right now when I can't stop giddying. I've totally made that a word. It's now you just aren't always, whoa, okay. Now you just can't be giddy. You can also just giddy, as in giddy up, as in you can't stop giggling because you're so excited because you're about to do your first workshop ever at the Women's Building in the Mission District of San Francisco. Okay. So here's how this all happened. The biggest risk I took was not booking the venue. That was like kind of easy. It wasn't, you know, giving them the money so that I could use their space. That was like transactional. I was like eerily calm around that. It wasn't even about like what the hell am I going to talk about at this workshop this for 2 hours with people staring at me. That's maybe a little nerve-wracking, but not risky. The biggest risk was like, oh my God, I have to tell my story. I have to tell people about my past. So this is what I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful that I am capable of doing that. I'm grateful that I have a story to tell. I'm grateful that I have lived a human life that has lots of stories in it. And that my story, you know, that somebody told me that my story was valuable, that I told myself that my story was valuable, and that people hearing it means that I make an impact in the world. That is ultimately what brought me over to the other side. It knowing that I can make an impact by telling my story is what took me outside of my comfort zone and into a place of risk, of even beginning to think and wonder what telling my story would be like, you know, what being in front of people with them looking at me with different faces on. Maybe some of them are curious, maybe some of them have smiles, maybe some of them are very serious, but they're all looking at me and they're listening to me and they're all going to have different reactions. But it doesn't matter. I'm impacting them. And that is ultimately the currency that I value the most in life. That's what I wish for all of you today, is that you go out there and you tell part of yourself to somebody else, whether it's your whole story or a piece of it or what you feel matters the most of inside of your story. It doesn't matter. I, you know, it's a very goosebumpy, hair-raising feeling to feel like you're making an impact with your story. So I encourage everybody to go out there, tell somebody you love, tell somebody you don't know, tell somebody that matters to you that you matter to them and they matter to you and that you guys are creating impact together. Okay, I've gone way over the 3 minutes that I usually give myself, but it's because I'm so excited. Okay, this is the big decision that I had to make, and I'm sorry I couldn't tell you earlier. But yeah, I finally made it. I'm going to tell my story to anybody who wants to show up on April 30th at the Women's Building in San Francisco, Wednesday night, April 30th. Oh, I can't stop talking. Okay, I'm just going to breathe and sign off for now. And I'll see you soon, my chickadees, my croutons, my marshmallows, my bolognese. Bye.